Mark, let's first off talk some specifics. How many golf courses are there in Thailand?
There are about 250 golf courses in Thailand right now, and about one a month coming online that is finishing construction.
So it's obviously a growing business then in the country by the sound of it.
There's still quite a big investment going on in construction and expansion of golf courses here.
In terms of North American rates, green fees, are courses in Thailand expensive to play?
Green fees here range from around $2 or $3 a round at some of the municipal courses that are run by the government to just under $100 for a PGA quality course where they have tournaments, championships each year from the tour when they come out here.
That's pretty amazing. $100 or just under for PGA quality course. What is the there a real disparity in the quality between the muni courses and the top level courses in Thailand?
Similar to the United States, they have the municipal courses are generally open to the public, more for the locals. Not too many of the foreigners or expatriates play there. Because the other courses, which are much better, are pretty reasonably priced. So for, I would say, about $30 or $40, you're looking at one, getting on the topper tier courses and only the two or three really, high-end ones that are very well-recognized are up at the highest price I mentioned before.
Is it possible, if someone is traveling through Thailand and decides on the spur of the moment they want to pick up a couple of rounds, to do that, or is it advisable to book tee times in advance?
Again, it kind of depends. Also, similar to other countries, during the week, the courses are less crowded, so it's not that difficult to get reservations or even walk on in some cases. Although during the season and on the weekends, particularly if you're traveling and you only have a few days, it's probably good to book something in advance. You can always make changes if you need to. At least you have something in your pocket, and you're going to get out and play when you want to. Mm-hmm.
What's the best time of year to play them? I know in one of the postings on your blog, under golfasian.com, you say that there are basically three seasons in Thailand, and obviously one is hot, another one's rainy, and the third one is cool, I believe. But tell me which is the best one to choose.
The best season is from November to March. That tends to be the cooler time of the year. The weather is in the 70s in the daytime, Fahrenheit 20s Celsius. There's no rain at all that time of year. Humidity is kind of low. And that's usually the time where it's coolest or the weather's, you can't play golf in the United States or Canada during that time of year. So that's the most popular time. Myself, I like the seasons right next to there. Around October or even April, everybody goes home, so the courses are totally empty. The prices drop down quite a bit, and it's still not quite into the hot or rainy seasons. So come May, June, it gets very hot here, and then by August, September, you already have rain. So those are three seasons we have and the best time to play.
And so basically you're saying to me then if you want to avoid the crowds, come in the shoulder season just as you would if
exactly.
You're going to South Carolina or someplace like that. That's a golf mecca.
Exactly. If, on the other hand, if you have company shut down, a vacation, or you're in a city in the Northeast or Midwest and middle of winter, December, January, you want to get out and play, that is the best time, although the rates are higher and you definitely need reservations before you come out to play those times of year.
Now, it's a long way to go to get to Thailand from North America or even Europe for that matter. It's a long way to drag a set of clubs. Is it possible for a golfer to rent decent clubs at the courses there?
Yeah, all the courses have several varieties of clubs to choose from. They have usually two or three branded manufacturers, Titleist, Ping, Callaway, and then one or two local branded clubs. Costs around $15 to $20 to rent clubs. Although that being said, I recommend everyone traveling bring their golf clubs. When you play golf, it's really a personal thing, and if you don't have the confidence in the clubs you're using, it's hard to score well. The airlines are very good about checking in bags. The flights are straight through to Thailand, and then once getting here, we take care of all the baggage handling once you arrive to the time you leave, so you never have to touch your bags at all. But if you're on a business trip or you didn't know you were going to come, you certainly can rent clubs on the spur of the moment. That's not a problem also.
One of the tricks I think a lot of golf travelers are doing in North America now, you know, and obviously you may have heard about this, is they're getting FedEx to pick up their clubs at their home and ship them separately to their destination. They then simply get on the airline flight and they don't have to sweat about whether the airline is going to lose their clubs or not,
because
FedEx never loses somebody's parcels.
That's hard to do internationally because you have to go through customs and someone has to be there to claim the clubs. FedEx can do it, although it's inconvenient, takes more than the amount of time that it would take to get from point A to point B on the airplane, and also costs quite a bit of money.
Tell me, Mark, in the years that you've been living in Thailand and, of course, playing golf in Thailand, what are some of the idiosyncrasies of the game there?
One of the most unique things about Thailand is caddies are mandatory at all golf courses, and it adds a total different dimension to the game playing with a caddy. Someone who knows the course, can give you advice on how to read the greens, of course can take care of the main mundane tasks like cleaning the ball, tending the pin, raking the bunkers. And you almost get a friend for the round. It's really, really nice to be able to go out with someone who can help you through the round. And caddies cost 200 baht a round, which is around $6.
How about the wildlife on the courses? What do we need to watch out for?
The courses are not, unless you go to some of the very, very remote courses in the jungle, you're pretty much in major tourist areas, and there's not, there's more wildlife on a course in Texas than there is in Thailand. But you may find some of the courses may have a tribe of monkeys living near the course. Sometimes the monkeys run on the course and pick up the balls and run away with them. That's kind of unique. But there are no hazards per se, like not many snakes on the courses or any kind of other rodents or things like that. So probably the funniest thing is just monkeys.
Now, you're in the business of arranging golf packages and golf trips. Hotels or bed and breakfast accommodation? What do you recommend?
Hotels all the time. Bed and breakfasts here are really not developed like they are in North America or Europe. The industries really aren't very regulated, so usually you're staying in someone's house. It wouldn't really be Western standards. That being said, the hotels here are very, very reasonably priced, and all of the brand names, big international chains as well as local Thai chains are available. So hotels are definitely the best way to go every time.
Now, if I get to Thailand, it's likely going to be a once-in-a-lifetime deal. For me, it's going to be, you know, probably that way for most people. So apart from golf, and given the fact the country has thousands of years of history, what are just some of the other high points that a tourist can take in other than golf?
What I usually recommend to people in those situations is to come for about 10 days, spending 3 or 4 days in each of three locations. One place in Bangkok, one out in the River Kwai area, and one at a beach resort, which are several to choose from. At each of the places, you can play golf each day, and I also recommend one sightseeing or cultural trip in each destination. That'll give you a good feel for the culture, the history, the food, the cuisine, the hospitality, as well as the golf courses at each place. So on one trip, you can get into golf and culture in the city, golf and culture in a mountain, and also golf and culture at a beach resort. So all three can be combined, and it works out pretty well.
One of the areas that you highlight on your website is Phuket in the south of Thailand, down near Malaysia, on the, I guess it's sort of halfway down the Malay Peninsula. It's a strong golf destination, but it's also been the scene of terrorist attacks in the recent past by Muslim extremists. Is this an ongoing concern for the tourists in that area?
The three southernmost provinces in Thailand have been trying to secede and form their own nation for hundreds of years. They don't feel like they're Thai, they don't feel like they're Malay, so they're somewhere in the middle. Those provinces are where the violence and terrorism is, and they're pretty far away from Phuket. Phuket is actually in the Andaman Sea. It's a separate island. It's a separate own province, and you don't even have to travel through these three provinces in the south to get there. So it's about two-thirds of the way down southern Thailand, but maybe 500 miles away from any of the provinces where there's uprising.
What drew you to Thailand in the sense that you decided, okay, I'm going to live here now?
I had been in Asia for about 20 years already, and I've traveled pretty much all the countries in Asia, in Europe, in North America. And I find Thailand is probably the easiest place to live. People are so relaxed here, relaxed, friendly, hospitable, open-minded, flexible. And you add that to the good golf is here, availability of the courses, and the cost of living, and it's hard to beat. It really, you know, it's just an ideal destination for anybody who's interested in golf and wants a high quality of life.
Well, Mark, listen, thanks a lot. I really appreciate this. Some really interesting information.
Yeah, Chris, thanks a lot.